identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Pride will tear us both apart.
Oh, 80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Spread the word around. flowing blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
We heard you singing along. It sounds pretty good, though.
Well, I like to sing along to music, so it keeps me in a better mood.
Here's another one for you to sing to. 105.7 CFW.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Shake it, 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 sh someone you know celebrating a birthday or anniversary? Drop us a text through the free Civic Media app. Just open up the app and find 105.7 CFW. Then listen to Mike McKay every weekday morning at 8:15 to hear them announced live on the air.
Happy birthday!
Sponsored locally by Lasker Jewelers. Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Step on the bridge. Break your mama's back.
1057 CFW.
Live wire right above the street.
cheering on the green and gold all season long. 105.7 CFW.
fight. Na 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 na. He's gonna start a fight. Na 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 na. We're all gonna get in a fight. So what? I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright, and it's fine. And you're my tool, so. So what? I am a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't want you tonight. You weren't there, you never were. You wanted all, but that's not fair. I gave you life, I gave my all. You weren't there, you let me fall. So what? I'm still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you tonight. I'm alright. It's fine. It's fine. I am a tool. So what? I am a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't want to lose you tonight.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced the opening of the first electric vehicle charging stations funded by the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. According to a press release, the fast charging stations recently began operations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls. Funding for the stations came from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Governor Evers has made expanding electric vehicle infrastructure a priority for the state to encourage more drivers to purchase the vehicles. The Wisconsin State Legislature is back in session after lawmakers were sworn in on Monday. With new district maps across the state, 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats were sworn into office with drastically different goals for their terms. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers proposed an expansion of the state referendum process to allow citizen petitions for constitutional amendments. Republican leaders say they are not likely to support that plan and intend to focus their efforts on a tax cut to send the state's surplus back to taxpayers. The Webster teenager accused of setting multiple mailboxes on fire in Barron County has officially been charged. According to court documents, the 17-year-old was charged with one count of possession of explosives for unlawful purpose, 8 counts of arson of property, and 10 counts of criminal damage to property. The mailbox fires were set on December 26th, and authorities located the suspect vehicle soon after, allegedly finding items that had been stolen from the mailboxes as well. A 15-year-old in the vehicle was also taken into custody. Chippewa County public health officials have announced that overdose aid kits will be placed in all public schools in the county this year. According to a press release, 32 kits containing items like Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and CPR breathing barriers will be distributed to schools around the area. Officials hope the kits will provide added protection for students who may come into contact with opioids, as well as open up new educational opportunities to teach students and staff about prevention efforts and how to use the kits. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds in the overnight as lows drop to near 5 above. A light breeze across the region. On Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, light west winds with highs in the upper teens, mid-20s, and mostly cloudy Thursday. Right now, it's 4.
CFW.
be a teacher, teacher. You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, teacher. All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. So much fun to be around. You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
'90s and more, 105.7 CFW.
Got much to say. Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight.
Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could.